The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Has President Biden ever been to the southern border?
I will have to get look back in my history books and check the times he's been to the southern border.
Joe Biden won't go down to the border. Kamala Harris won't go down to the border of the Rio Grande Valley. She won't go to Del Rio. They insist these problems aren't happening. And as long as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris refuse to apply the law, it's going to keep getting worse.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I think this is a breaking news story.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Joe Biden has never been to the border. Ever. Like in never in his life, apparently, has Joe Biden ever bothered to visit our southern border. The scene right now of chaos and madness. Haitian immigrants hijacking buses, people living by the thousands under the bridges. He's never been to the border. That's listen, if this were Trump and that had been revealed, that's the headline you'd be hearing every hour on the hour. The president of the United States has never been to the border, ever. I mean, like ever. Even Circle Back Psaki seemed taken aback by Peter Ducey's question yesterday. You cannot make this up. Listen to this exchange.
Has President Biden ever been to the southern border?
In his life?
Yes.
I will have to look back in my history books and check the times he's been to the southern border.
We have been looking all morning, and we cannot find any record of him visiting the border as president, vice president, senator, or even as a concerned citizen. Why would that be?
I can check and see when the last time or when he may have been. But tell me more about why you're asking.
Because this is a president who makes a point when there are disasters in this country, like a wildfire or a hurricane, to go and see for himself firsthand what the needs are of the local community so that he can have an informed POV to make policy. Why doesn't he do that? Why doesn't he go down to Del Rio, Texas, and see what's going on?
Well, first of all, Peter, I think the situation at the border is the result of a broken system. And the president certainly relies on his experience. So whether it was the work he did to address root causes as vice president, his efforts when he was in the Senate to support comprehensive immigration reform, steps that at a time were done, being done and worked toward in a bipartisan way, something that certainly we think should be the case today. He uses all of his experiences to inform how he governs, how he approaches challenges. And certainly he looks again at the last 4 years and the separation of children who were ripped from the arms of their parents as a way he does not want to proceed.
My gosh, if they didn't have that image of parents having their children ripped from their arms, you notice they're never ripped from anything other than their arms. They use the same tired talking point over and over and over again. And how about that? Joe Biden has evidently, she said she'd get back to Peter Ducey. Circle Back was going to circle back. She's never circled back. She's still out in left field looking like OJ, looking for the real killers. She's on a search to find one time that Joe Biden has visited the border. He evidently never has. Ever. Meanwhile, we got a real party. Now it's a party. Al Sharpton's on his way to the border. How about that? Reverend Al is going to beat Sleepy Joe to the border. That's good. I mean, because now our African-American political leaders are up in arms about the guy on the horseback. Maxine Waters, who will never be accused of being the smartest member of Congress, but she's one of the longest serving, she had the perfect reaction to the image on Twitter that showed the Border Patrol agent trying to do his job on a horse with reins. And of course, this got turned into black Haitian innocent people being whipped and chained. And so, I mean, it's insane. And we know what's happening. The left found its distraction from the real crisis, which is the thousands and thousands of illegals pouring across our border. And of course, Biden secretly freeing them. Last weekend, the Biden administration said that the Haitians who were camped out would be deported, but very, very large numbers of them are being planted into the United States. It has been revealed by American officials. So it was another lie right up there with, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, right up there with everything else they lie to us about. Biden said that these Haitians would be deported, and they are not. They are being dispatched into the United States in, quote, very, very large numbers. So, the Democrats are in a free fall. They got a panic on their hands. They got a real, this is a dumpster fire if there ever was one. So thank goodness, they say, for the picture of the guy on the horse with the rein. Finally, Congresswoman Maxine Waters has something to complain about.
What we witnessed takes us back hundreds of years. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Cowboys with their reins again, whipping black people, Haitians, into the water where they're scrambling and falling down, and all they're trying to do is escape from violence in their country.
Did you hear what Maxine Waters said, standing out there in the rain with a bunch of women with umbrellas? It's a hysterical sight. It's pouring down rain. There's like 20 women and her standing in front of a podium under a microphone. Of course, all wearing their masks outside because that's how they roll. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. The guy on the horse at the border with the reins is worse than what we saw in slavery. Let that sink in. Is there anything more insulting? Have you ever heard anything more insulting than making that claim? 1-800-655-MIKE. Welcome in to the Mike Gallagher Show. It's Thursday, September 23rd. We got a lot to talk about today. Rachel Maddow over at MSNBC declares quite flatly, it's not your choice as to whether or not you get vaccinated or not. I want to examine her argument for mandatory vaccinations for all, I suppose. We don't have that choice anymore. I'll bet she doesn't argue that about abortion, does she? I'll bet she wants abortion to be an individual's choice. Wow. They're spiraling like nothing I've ever seen. Biden's numbers are underwater. All the polls are showing Trump is more popular today than Biden. A lot of never-Trumpers, well, they're pretty quiet these days, aren't they? If you pulled the lever for Joe Biden, how you feeling now? How'd that work out for you? How's it working out for America? I hope you join us. We have an open phone line, 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. Press 1 to come on air, 2 to leave a voicemail. You can always text us your comments to the MyPillow text line. And at the bottom of the hour, the debut of my namesake, Congressman Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin, is going to join us. Somehow, mysteriously, Hugh Hewitt is relinquishing, is letting up, and letting Congressman Gallagher, who frequently appears on Hugh's show, to come on my show. Be history, Mike Gallagher interviewing Mike Gallagher. But he has been so good on the border. He's been so good on Fauci. And he's been so good on the nefarious, evil act of defunding the Iron Dome in Israel, a decision that House Democrats made. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour, so stick around for that. But first, your voice, your call, your perspective at 1-800-655-MIKE. Coming up.
Text the show on the MyPillow text line, 1-800-655-MIKE.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Yes, I'm really wondering, and I haven't heard anybody address it, is how are all these Haitian people getting to our southern border? Are they coming on a boat into Mexico and up, or are they flying there? Is George Soros taking them there?
Mike, Al Sharpton doesn't have anything to put on his show, so he's going to go down to the border and make a big deal. So he has something to talk about over the weekend, you know. It's they're laxing having anything to talk about, so.
Listen, they found something to talk about, the guy on the horseback. That guy on the horseback, they won't put him in jail. They'll put him under the jail. He's already on desk duty. Any of the Border Patrol agents on horseback have been relieved of their duties. They're on desk duty pending the outcome of the investigation. I guarantee you, Al Sharpton will demand a hate crimes trial for the Border Patrol agents who were on horseback. Because that's what's more important than the thousands and thousands of people pouring into our border. That's what's more important than young women being raped. Migrants hijacking buses. The misery, the despair, living in makeshift tents that are made out of sticks. This is, you talk about a crap storm, a dumpster fire. And guess what? The Democrats and the Biden-Harris administration own this. Own this. Susan's in Atlanta. Hey, Susan, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show.
Hey, so my question is, where is AOC and her ilk as far as the environmentalists and the climate change people down there on the Del Rio, or in the Del Rio, where all the trash and plastic and they're polluting that water? Where are they? Their hair's not on fire about that.
I mean, believe me, the planet's coming to an end. We're going to all be dead in 3 years underwater, right? Why aren't they worried about the environmental disaster that's in Del Rio right now? It's a good question. But Susan, they got bigger fish to fry. They got to prosecute the guy on the horseback with the reins.
My question too about that is, isn't he part of a union? I mean, doesn't he have any protection?
That's another good question. Boy, you're full of good questions today, Susan. She's right. Who's protecting the Border Patrol agents? They're already beaten down. I've been to the border. And to the caller's question about how they're getting there, they're flying. They're flying. That's what they did at the border when I was at the Yuma, Arizona-Mexican border. They're flying to a border town in Mexico. I saw the boarding passes along the trail, along with all of the shoelaces that were all discarded and dropped because they make them take the shoelaces off because they're afraid they're going to hang themselves. On the fence. I witnessed all the morning after pill packages that were empty, discarded, because the women, the young girls, get raped by the mules that carry them over the border. That's the payment, and they don't want them pregnant, so they make them take the morning after pill. Yeah, this is going real well. Going real well. Mark's in Columbus, Ohio on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, never better, Mike.
Good.
How about you?
Doing great, sir. Appreciate your call.
I love your comment about the poor children being ripped from their parents' arms. I think they're confused. I think that was Elian Gonzalez sent back to Fidel Castro by a Democrat administration. They're the pioneers of that. They own it.
Literally ripped from his mother's arms. No question about it, Mark. Thank you. Or his father's arms, rather, not his mother's. His mother died in the... I remember that. That was a tough call, too, because conservatives on the radio had a real challenge with the Elian Gonzalez case. Because on the one hand, you know, there's the defense of family, and why take this child from his father? The mother drowned, bringing the kid over. Janet Reno sent in the armed guards, ripped him literally from his family's arms, and sent him back to Cuba to live in communist happiness forever. Wow. Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Tonight's our big the Job Creators Network Bring Back Small Businesses Tour with Governor Ron DeSantis. I'll be on stage with Governor DeSantis. I'm going to try to bring you some highlights tomorrow. I got to talk to the radio station about that, make sure we can do that. I hope you'll be able to hear from him. I think you will. I'll be there along with Alfredo Ortiz. We got Carl Jackson, who's been filling in for the great Larry Elder. Carl's been doing a great job. I'm looking forward to meeting him in person. Rebecca Walzer, Bill Bunkley from the local stations here, Captain Matt, and Governor Ron DeSantis. For tickets, it's not too late. Go to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. It's tonight at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. Another Mike Gallagher, Congress Mike Gallagher, joins us next. You're the only one. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
So early treatment, not just with ivermectin, but with all of the therapeutics that have been used in the past year, is amazingly and mysteriously attacked, denied, ignored. Anybody who touches it, it's like touching the third rail. Why is it happening? Why is early, safe, effective treatment not being talked about? I think that's a very, very important question.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
There are many important questions, and a lot of them are being raised by our next guest. I've been wanting to talk to this guy for a long time. Congressman Mike Gallagher serves as the U.S. Representative for Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. He joins us. Now, I had to get special dispensation from Hewitt to get him on the show because he's on Hewitt's show regularly, and Hewitt didn't want to give him up. But I wore Hewitt down, and as I always do, and I finally am able to welcome. And I'm not going to give you any hard time about football, about the Green Bay Packers. I'm just honored to talk to another Mike Gallagher. That's Congressman Mike Gallagher. How are you, sir? Welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show.
It's an honor to be with you. Every time I go on Hewitt and he does some advertisement leading up to the segment, oftentimes he invokes your name or he's saying something about Mike Gallagher. It's very disorienting. Sometimes I think he's talking about me. But I'm proud to be referred to as the lesser Mike Gallagher, not just by Hewitt, but by most Americans.
Every time you do something, I get a flurry of emails of people thinking I'm you. Does anybody ever think you're me?
Yes, I get that a lot. There'll be like a headline. You know, I have a Google alert from my team of something Mike Gallagher did or said, and it happens quite regularly.
So this is
good thing you're an upstanding citizen who has committed only a few felonies that I'm aware of.
That, well, not convicted, right? Just it's a difference, right? Between the conviction is the key. Yeah. So thank goodness for that. Well, this is going to be a little jarring, Mike Gallagher talking to Mike Gallagher. And I really am honored to welcome you to the show because I'm so grateful for your voice, for your leadership. We need leaders so desperately right now. Tonight I'm going to be on stage here in the Tampa Bay area with Governor Ron DeSantis with the Job Creators Network, the Bring Small Businesses Back tour. We are in desperate need of some guidance. You talk about the third rail. You've been all over this Wuhan leak. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But right now, with the border exploding, with the debacle in Afghanistan, with the drone strike that slaughtered 7 children and 3 others, Congressman, we knew it was going to be bad. Did you think it was going to get this bad?
No, I didn't. The Biden administration, Biden himself ran promising a return to normalcy. The adults were going to be in charge. But instead, we just gotten complete amateurs, absolute amateurs. And the tragedy in Afghanistan, I fear, is going to resonate for weeks and months to come. I fear we're witnessing the slow motion collapse of American deterrence. We know we already have the Chinese Communist Party out there pushing propaganda pieces addressed to the people of Taiwan saying, if you think America is going to come to your defense in the event we decide to invade and effectuate reunification with the mainland, think again, because America can't be relied upon. And of course, for the past 2 years during the pandemic, we've had Chinese Communist Party officials or so-called wolf warrior diplomats all over our social media platforms, effectively co-opting the anti-American woke rhetoric of the far left and weaponizing it against us. So this is a very dangerous time for U.S. national security. What we know from history is clear. It's that weakness invites aggression. It creates a void, a vacuum that our enemies can fill. And we are projecting weakness right now. And that weakness is creating chaos. And so I hope the Biden administration will step back off the ledge. But next week, we're likely to vote on a $3.5 trillion spending bonanza. That's absolutely insane. That's going to fundamentally transform this country in a socialist direction. I mean, this is extremely troubling. You mentioned Governor DeSantis. He's doing a great job down in Florida. We need our governors to step up, our state legislatures. Ultimately, though, we need Congress to step up. We're in the minority right now. I think we're in a good position to take back the majority in the House. And if nothing else, that gives us an opportunity to kind of break the glass and pull the emergency brake, because this thing is going off the cliff very quickly.
Well, speaking of insane, and I would use a word evil, as Democrats forced the leadership in the House to strip $1 billion of funding that would have continued to support the Iron Dome. The Iron Dome in Israel, one of our closest, most important allies and friends. The Iron Dome is a purely defensive, process that intercepts missiles and rockets that terrorists fire into civilian communities of Israel, and led by AOC and Ayanna Presley and all the rest of these kooks on the far left, they don't want that supported, and they wouldn't support any budget process without stripping $1 billion out of funding for the Iron Dome. What's your reaction to what your colleagues in the House decided to do about that?
Well, I got to debate AOC on the House floor yesterday, and she was making all sorts of specious claims about the defense budget at the same time she wants to push through a $3.5 trillion minimum budget. But it's even worse than that on the Iron Dome funding. So we're sitting there ready to go to the floor to vote. All of a sudden, the floor goes radio silent, and they basically have a revolt from the Hamas caucus in the Democratic caucus about the $1 billion in Iron Dome funding. They strip it from the bill. We waste 2 hours as they try and figure that out. And then just yesterday, they reintroduced a bill that would restore $1 billion in funding for Iron Dome funding because they were just getting criticized. So this is a complete Keystone Cops operation. And I think it really suggests what they want to do and what the administration wants to do, which is to resurrect the lifeless corpse of the Iran deal. And that will create absolute chaos in the region and further undermine Israeli security.
I love that. The Hamas caucus. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to use that again, and I'll take credit. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to give it to the other Mike Gallagher.
Well,
the Hamas.
Mike Gallagher did say it.
So. That's true. That will be accurate. It will be completely accurate. It's the way the left media does it every day, so why not? You know, you speak of the rhetoric, and I want to get to Fauci and Wuhan and this disastrous leadership that has truly failed the American people over how to get through COVID. I want to give an example of rhetoric, insane rhetoric. Thousands and thousands of illegals across the border, and this encampment in Del Rio, the Biden administration pretending they're going to deport these Haitians, but they're not. The Biden administration putting any of these many and very, very large numbers of officials in the United States. So another lie. Let's listen together to another doozy, another Lulu in the U.S. Congress, Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
What we witnessed takes us back hundreds of years. What we witnessed was most of that what we witnessed in slavery.
So she's talking, of course, about images on Twitter of the Border Patrol agents on horseback with reins. Maxine Waters said that image is worse than what we witnessed in slavery. I, with all due respect to Congresswoman Waters, I believe that slavery was a heck of a lot worse than that incident at the border.
But this is the same woman who was effectively encouraging people to riot if the verdict in Minneapolis had gone a different way. This is completely reckless. That was a lie. Even Mayorkas, I believe, went out there and said, no, that's not actually what happened. At the same time, Jen Psaki was propagating the lie from the White House. So this administration internally is contradicting itself. And the fact is, the blame for the absolute crisis at the southern border belongs with Biden. This Correct. Administration has been consistently signaling to come here that amnesty is effectively possible. We have a completely broken immigration system that needs to be fixed, but it is being made worse because of the open borders policy by the Democratic Party. This is a recipe for chaos. This is an absolute disaster at the southern border, and the president has been burying his head in the sand and hoping he can manage it as a news cycle that will disappear. And though he's getting an assist from the legacy media, I think the American people can see through it. I think this is why we overperformed in 2020, because it turns out a lot of Hispanic American families in Texas and Arizona don't like illegal immigration. So we have to talk about this, and we have to put pressure on the Biden administration.
Congressman Mike Gallagher is with us from Wisconsin, joining us. Let's talk COVID for just a moment. Headline, all these headlines that are so maddening when we talk about the mixed messages we've gotten, the failed leadership from Dr. Fauci on down. Here's a headline from the National Review. After mandating masks outdoors, Oregon's active COVID cases have increased 73%. Then I see a report at ABC.com, in the legacy media, as you call it. Experts say the U.S. will likely have to learn to live with the virus. Wow, that's a real news flash. Some of us have been saying that all for almost 2 years, and yet Dr. Fauci digs his heels in. It seems to be MIA when it comes to explaining the funding, this gain-of-function research in Wuhan. You've been all over that. Explain why you've demanded that Dr. Anthony Fauci resign from his position.
Well, remember, to tie it to the mask thing, Fauci lied to us about masks early on in the pandemic. Fauci lied to us about the fact that there'd be no human-to-human transmission. He went out there and defended the Chinese Communist Party for the way they were handling this. And then comes the absolute biggest lie, which I believe Dr. Fauci lied to Congress. He went there and, when questioned under oath in the Senate, said that his organization, NIAID, did not provide funding via third-party organizations like the Eagle Health Alliance, run by this completely ethically compromised person named Peter Daszak, that did cooperative research with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Well, now we're starting to get all of these documents emerging, proving that Fauci was lying, NIAID provided multiple grants to the EcoHealth Alliance, and EcoHealth Alliance was doing research in Wuhan that was taking naturally occurring viruses and making them, via experimentation and unnatural means, more infectious, more pathogenic. No matter how Fauci wants to redefine the term, that is a textbook definition of gain of function. So our taxpayer dollars were funding this dangerous research that Fauci defended publicly for the last decade and built his entire professional reputation on this type of research. Well, now we're learning that the most likely hypothesis is that this emerged from a lab in Wuhan where our money was being used to fund this dangerous research, and Fauci has lied to Congress about it. That is a crime. He, at a minimum, needs to resign. But really what frustrates me is there seems to be no urgency around investigating this and getting to the bottom of this. And the Biden administration just did a 90-day intelligence review that came back with nothing and said, well, we're unlikely to know what happened without the cooperation of the Chinese Communist Party. That is a total unacceptable cop-out that we should not be satisfied with. There are multiple things we can do. We can declassify all the intel. We can release all of these grant proposals, and we can start to pressure the commies in China to come clean, and we can support Taiwan's membership in the WHO, and we can boot out Tedros as head of the WHO and get someone in there who will actually do a real investigation. I just refuse to accept that there's nothing we can do. And every American should be outraged by the repeated lies that Fauci has told, because this thing has completely upended our lives, killed millions, lost trillions of dollars, and required us to sacrifice a lot of our civil liberties. This is the biggest scandal of the last few decades, in my opinion.
Millions of us are grateful for your voice, Congressman Gallagher. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us on the Mike Gallagher Show. Please stay out of trouble, because I don't want to go through the emails, okay? So just keep your head down, all right?
I'll do my best to stay out of jail.
Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it. Keep fighting the good fight. Congressman Mike Gallagher joining us here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Coming up, it blows my mind, ABC News with a big headline. Now they're deciding we're going to have to learn to live with coronavirus. But what do you make of this headline after, I mean, Oregon has some of the strictest mask mandates in the country, and their cases have increased 73%. Do masks work, or don't they?
Watch the show online at MikeOnline.com while listening to this great radio station.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
So here's the headline. Experts say America will now likely have to learn to live with the virus. In the early days of the pandemic, says ABC News, experts kept a close watch on the number of new cases. It seemed like there was an effort to just eradicate the virus. But now, public health and infectious disease experts are shifting their metric of success. With vaccines still highly protective against severe illness, experts said we should focus less on cases and instead on how many people are being hospitalized or dying. Meanwhile, on August 24th, the mayor of Oregon, Kate Brown, instated a state masking requirement that requires everyone 5 years and older, regardless of vaccination status, to wear a mask, a face covering, or a shield in outdoor spaces if they're less than 6 feet apart from individuals not in their household. Well, guess what? They've had an increase of 73% cases from the day the governor announced the outdoor mask requirement. Now, Understand, cases merely means a positive test. An active case doesn't necessarily mean the person is significantly ill. But it leads you to wonder, if you've got a wildly draconian mask mandate, 5 years of older or older, you got to wear a mask outside. And active cases increased by 73%. Riddle me this, Batman. What does that say about masks? Tim is in Dayton, Ohio, on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Howdy, Mike.
Howdy.
If you listen and believe Kate Travis, if you listen to him like I've been doing here lately, who's apparently done the research in the science areas, according to him, he's quite emphatic and point blank about it. He said that masks flat do not work. He told his parent teachers conference one time, just don't have your children wear masks.
I mean, you have to ask yourself, if there's a 73% increase in a state like Oregon and everybody's apparently forced to wear masks outside, what does that say about masks? Cases and hospitalizations in Oregon are at a record high, according to Governor Brown. This is what is making people crazy. We don't believe anything they say. We don't trust it. How can you trust it? And I don't know that there's a nefarious evil intent. But Rachel Maddow last night, here's a quick, let me play a little bit of Rachel Maddow and what she said last night on MSNBC.
You know, people say getting vaccinated or not is a personal decision, as if it only affects you. I hear that a lot explicitly, in particular on conservative media and from conservative politicians. It's a personal decision.
I'm going to say personal. It's not a personal decision because it's affecting other people. The fact is the overwhelming number of people dying are unvaccinated. Do you think Rachel Maddow really cares about the unvaccinated? Do you think that's really her concern? Or is there something else at play here? I'm very cynical. Coming up, Biden's poll numbers are tanking. In fact, people are saying it's hard to find a Biden voter among steadfast Democrats. And what about the Never Trumpers? What are they saying now about the Biden catastrophe? Stick around, settle in. We're just getting revved up on this Thursday, September 23rd episode of The Mike Gallagher Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.